The Toronto Star is reporting today a bombshell exclusive from Rob Benzie that Doug Ford will give greater U.S.-style powers to the mayors of Toronto and Ottawa. The dramatic change would dilute the influence of municipal councillors, ensuring far more authority for the mayors over financial matters and appointments. Now, City Councillor Josh Matlow joins News Talk 1010's More in the Morning today. He is not a fan of this plan.
I'm not happy about Doug Ford's decision. 4 years ago, around this time, the Premier made a unilateral decision to change our election after it had begun. And now, without consultation with council, without any discussion whatsoever, we just read through the newspaper that the basic framework of our local democracy might change.
Councillor Matlow further said that this is completely unnecessary.
So, you know, not only is, I think, it a wrong step to create a strong, you know, U.S.-style type of strong mayor system in Toronto, but I also think it's just completely unnecessary. I think it's much healthier to have a diversity of opinion.
This morning, Councillor Matlow put out a statement with an urgent member's motion titled Taking a Stand for Toronto's Local Democracy. The motion requests that the province not implement a strong mayor system in Toronto, noting that such a move would erode democracy by stifling local advocacy on the most important issues affecting Torontonians. Joining us now with their thoughts are Ottawa City Councillor and mayoral candidate Catherine McKenney and Toronto City Councillor Brad Bradford. Thank you both for taking the time.
Thanks, Mara.
Councillor McKenney, I'd like to start with you. This morning, you put out a tweet calling the reported plan an anti-democratic move that takes decision-making away from residents and their council representative. You wrote that we need to empower people, not centralize power to the head of council. Now, you are, of course, an outspoken advocate for affordable housing. Toronto's mayor says that this could get affordable housing built more quickly, and that certainly seems to be the message that the premier's office will be pushing. What does that bring to mind for you?
Well, I certainly don't agree that that's how we're going to get a sufficient amount of affordable housing. Affordable housing takes serious investments, which have not been forthcoming. So we need money to build affordable housing. And there are other processes that can be strengthened to ensure that, you know, when we have a development application in front of us to build affordable housing, that, you know, that we can move that through the system quicker to make sure that it's built quicker, but to take away decision-making power from residents of cities and their council representatives certainly is not the silver bullet that the province is making it out to be.
Toronto City Councillor Brad Bradford, what was your reaction last night to this proposed plan?
Well, we're in the midst of a very heavy council agenda, the final one of the term. We're doing 450 plus items, and we saw this break in the Star. And obviously, we were all sitting there, and there was a lot of questions because there wasn't a lot of information. We expect more details will come out in the days and weeks ahead. But, you know, I think we have to be open-minded to these sorts of things. If you talk to a lot of Torontonians out there, maybe outside of Twitter, but talk to Torontonians, talk to them at their doorstep, they would probably assume that there already was a strong mayor system. You know, everyone has the opportunity to vote for mayor. Everybody has the opportunity to vote for their councillors and their trustees, and all elected officials are accountable to our constituents. In the Toronto case, there's, you know, 3 million people here in the city, and a lot of folks are voting for mayor. So I think there's still very much an opportunity for us to work together with the head of council, the mayor, whoever that may be. And at the end of the day, people elect us to get things done, to move things forward. And it's no secret that sometimes that can be really challenging at City Hall. So if there is an opportunity to expedite, move our big agenda on housing and transportation and road safety forward, then I think we should be open-minded about it, consider it, and give it a fair shake.
Okay, interesting to hear that. Now, I just got a note from my producer that we have a new clip from Premier Doug Ford, who spoke about this morning. Chris, would you mind playing that clip?
We'll get into the details later, but yes, similar to that, and two-thirds of the council can overrule the mayor, but we'll get more into the in-depth once everything goes through there.
So a lot of context in that clip. He had just been asked by a reporter whether mayors would have a veto power over council. I do expect, I mean, the Toronto Star story said last night that Rob Benzie reported rather that This would likely be announced in the weeks to come. Now, Councillor McKenney, you are running for mayor of Ottawa. How will this affect your mayoral campaign?
Well, you know, again, I've started going to the doors across the city. It's certainly not an issue that's been raised to date. I imagine that it will be. So I will have an opportunity to hear from people across the city. But at this point, I have to say that I have never once heard anyone in the city of Ottawa anyway suggest that the mayor should have more power and be able to that U.S. style of veto over council decisions. So it certainly will open up the discussion around that, but I will move forward as planned with my campaign.
Now, it's interesting to speak with you because I know that you have, from what I understand, you've been very much against something that's come up over and over again in Ottawa City Council for the past number of years, and that is something known as Watson's Club, where Mayor Watson has some councillors that are very much on his side when it comes to some contentious motions. How do you think that this sort of plan would impact that sort of thing, Councillor McKenney?
Well, from what we know so far, which is very little, but from what we know, if you look at Ottawa, we have a strong mayor in terms of his support on council. There's no denying. You can go back and look at every vote, and he wins every one with about 15 votes out of 24. So we've already have a system in Ottawa where the decisions essentially come down to one person. I don't believe that any one person knows what's best for a large city, myself included. I think that we as elected representatives have a responsibility to sit around the table, to have discussion, to have debate, and to vote on issues after giving careful consideration. That doesn't mean that things need to be held up. We have moved forward in this city on issues. Some people think too quickly in some cases, but certainly the democratic process has suffered as a result. Things like just having on certain committees, huge swaths of the city have been cut out of representation on certain committees because of this. What we have in Ottawa is a strong mayor in terms of support on council.
So, Councillor Bradford, considering Councillor McKenney's comments there, I mean, John Tory in Toronto as mayor, he certainly has his allies on city council. How is that not enough in your view? Why would he need more powers beyond the influence he has over his own allies?
Well, I think in either instance, this mayor has definitely demonstrated that he's collaborative. He works well with council colleagues. He works well with the province and with the federal government. And that's what folks elect us to do. The partisan bickering and sniping is not what Torontonians expect from their elected officials. And so I don't think that is going to change. And I would hope whoever is successful as mayor in the fall election continues that. But there are instances, certain votes and multi-tenant housing, rooming houses, is one where it was going to be a very close vote, and the votes were just not there in this term to do that. And yet that is such a powerful and important policy for us to drive forward when it comes to addressing our housing crisis in Toronto, when it comes to taking care of the most vulnerable. That is something that would have been great to pass this term. And that's an example of something where you might want to use those authorities if you have them to build more housing to get that done. In my 3.5 years on the job as a first-term councillor, I can tell you that one of the biggest impediments to building more housing, more supply, more affordable housing is, in fact, local councillors.
And Councillor Bradford, I apologize. I have to end it there because we're coming up against the break. But I appreciate you, Councillor Brad Bradford in Toronto, and Councillor Catherine McKenney, also a mayoral candidate in Ottawa. Thank you so much for taking the time today. Hello. Thank you for listening. I want to hear from you on this next one, 1-855-633-1010, or you can send me a text message, as many of you already have, to 71010. As we've been talking about all show, there was a bombshell exclusive from the Queen's Park Bureau Chief of the Toronto Star, Rob Benzie, last night, reporting that Doug Ford is planning on giving greater U.S.-style powers to the mayors of Toronto and Ottawa. This news comes in the midst of municipal election campaigns in both cities. The dramatic change would dilute the influence of municipal councillors, ensuring far more authority for the mayors over financial matters and appointments. I want to hear from you. Do you think this is a good idea? Have you been frustrated with things moving too slowly through your local city council? Should mayors have more powers, or is this, as Ottawa City Councillor Catherine McKenney said in our last segment, would this be an undemocratic move? We heard from Premier Doug Ford a short while ago. He was speaking with reporters. One of them asked him whether mayors will have a veto power over council.
We'll get into the details later, but yes, similar to that, and two-thirds of the council can overrule the mayor, but we'll get more into the in depth once everything goes through there.
Premier Doug Ford further said that mayors have to be accountable.
It allows them the ability, not the power. I always say you have a tremendous amount of responsibility and ability to make the appropriate changes.
Now, we heard from Councillor Josh Matlow on a Toronto radio station this morning, who was adamantly against the move. He's already put forward a member's motion asking for this move not to go ahead. During his latest provincial campaign, Doug Ford promised to build 1.5 million homes over 10 years. Now, this aligns with Toronto's priorities, where there is a vast shortage of affordable housing. Here is Mayor John Tory speaking with reporters this morning.
I would just like to see us have the ability as a city to be able to respond in a more nimble fashion, meaning including faster, to things like the challenge of getting affordable housing built. And, you know, some of that's on us to do, and some of that is the surrounding kind of legislation of all different kinds. But these are things where I think we have to speed up the pace of how we get things done.
Further, Mayor Tory said that he thinks the public would understand the need to speed things up.
They know sometimes that from a day you buy a piece of land to the day you can actually have somebody move in can be 5, 6, 7 years. And, you know, with a crisis in front of us on housing, for example, I think a lot of people would say you should be exploring various things to try and speed that up. And that's indeed what we should do.
Again, I want to hear from you. What do you think of this proposed plan or this reported plan? Mayor Tory was calling it speculation today, so he wouldn't comment too much on it. You give us a call, 1-855-633-1010, and let's head to the phone line. So we just heard from Mayor John Tory, who sounds like he would absolutely be in support of this sort of plan. Kevin, you're calling from Gatineau. What do you think of this sort of idea?
I'm against it. I like more oversight and democracy to representation. Well, you know, begrudgingly, I'll accept sluggishness and inertia as a result of that. You know, it's easier if there's one person making more decisions that the corporate interests will get more sway, and you'll see afterwards a lot more people once they retire from politics. Oh, now he's making $3 million as a CEO or something from some, or, you know, board or something like that. So it allows too much corruption to seep in, I would think. I'd rather have more representation, not less, even though, you know, it's slower.
But Kevin, is there really a difference? I mean, when you think about your own or city council in Ottawa, where Mayor Watson already has all of his allies on council that help him to get a lot of his ideas through, would this really make much of a difference, do you think?
It makes a difference because it's one person getting elected as opposed to working with a group. So you'll have people, mm-hmm. let's say in Ottawa, then maybe in Canada, in Orleans have different things. So sure, it slows it down, but at least they'll work together, whereas a mayor could realistically favor a region over another, a neighborhood, or, you know, too much concentrated power is not is something that makes me nervous. Why don't we say why have a council at all?
Right. All right, Kevin, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for your call. Jeff, you're calling from Mississauga. This move would not impact your local city council, but what are you thinking hearing the news today?
You know, I think Doug Ford just shoots from the hip. He doesn't think about what he's doing. Imagine if Rob Ford had the powers Doug is trying to give to the city of Toronto right now. And I used to listen to Doug Ford on another radio station. Every Thursday morning he would come on. He would bring confidential documents from the city and discuss it in public. He wanted to take away all the privileges from the councillors, their credit cards, their office budget, all sorts of nonsense. You give this kind of power to a mayor, Tory might be level-headed, even though I don't trust him as farther than I can throw him, but he might be more level-headed than Rob Ford was. But another mayor is going to come to this city with Rob Ford's temperament and judgment, and then you have this kind of power installed in a mayor like Rob Ford. Imagine what Toronto is going to be like. These things have to be thought out, and I don't think Doug takes any time to think about anything. He just does what he thinks is popular and what can get him at the top of the newscast. This is a stupid, boneheaded idea. The mayor of Ottawa does what he does because he has to seek the support of those 15 or 16 councillors that vote with him. He has to be able to convince them. You give a mayor the kind of power Doug is trying to give to the mayors, he doesn't need those 16 councillors anymore. He doesn't need to be conciliatory. He can just say, this is my way, and I'm doing it. This is nonsense. We have to stop this popularity BS that's going on, where people think that whatever sounds good is good policy. This is boneheaded.
Jeff, thanks so much for your time and for your comments. One thing I will point out, though, in terms of your comments regarding Doug Ford shooting from the hip, this municipal reform has long been a Ford preoccupation. Rob Benzie in The Star, writing in his story that first hit the online last night, he pointed out that this was an idea that was first broached in Doug Ford's 2016 book, in which he wrote that if I ever get to the provincial level of politics, municipal affairs is the first thing that I would want to change. And indeed, one of the first things that he did as premier of this province was cut down city council in half in Toronto. That went through in the midst of the last municipal election campaign. Bernie, you're calling from Ajax. It sounds like you are not going to agree with Jeff in Mississauga.
I grew up in Etobicoke. I lived in the amalgamated city for a long time, then it fled to the suburbs. We need a strong mayor system. The council system we have right now, they're way too parochial. The mayor is voted upon by, or able to be voted upon by, every eligible voter in the city of Toronto. Each councillor is only voted upon by the council candidate voters in their ward. So the mayor really should have that power. And I think it's about dang time.
All right. Bernie from Ajax, thanks for your call. I think we have time for one more quick call. We're into our last minute here. Reginald from Toronto, go ahead.
Hi. So my view on this is that I don't believe that John Tory should be getting veto power if he is elected. He's already been bringing the city down. The LRT on Eglinton is a complete failure. Over 140 jobs lost, and they're over budget by $340 million. And I don't see giving John Tory, if he is elected, veto power and giving him more power just to bring the city down more. Not much change has happened over the last 8 years, and we need to create real affordable living, clean up the homelessness here, and reduce violence and crime in the city. And we need change. And if I don't believe I would need the veto power, because with my plan for the city, I believe that the councillors will vote for the change that I'm about to bring about in the city if I'm elected for mayor of Toronto.
And I should point out that Reginald, you're calling from Toronto. You are running for mayor of Toronto. I've got to end it there because we're coming up against the break, but thank you all for your calls and your texts.